weary shadows succumbed unwillingly to the mounting gloom, clinging on desperately to survival, despite the utter futility of it all, the absolute certainty of their own demise. Some battles are lost from the outset and cannot be won regardless of resolve. And yet, a few stubborn souls still endure, flatly refusing to entertain any notion at all of defeat, because the fight is all they have. The dreary little village he stumbled upon may as well have had no name, for one place was beginning to look much the same as another on the endless road to nowhere. He much preferred the open air these days and seclusion. Forests and undergrowth were his bed of choice now, and a thoroughbred stallion his only friend. But several weeks riding the lonely trail had given him a craving for the company of someone who smelled a bucket load sweeter than his trusty old steed. Someone who was softer in all the right places, too. And warm sheets and a jot of ale sounded mighty appealing. Perhaps a hot meal and a bath, if his luck was in. One night only, he told himself. Near the outskirts of the village, he rode warily through a mutilated wasteland of overworked fields, nigh on barren these days. Emaciated forms stared at him like ghosts, toiling away feverishly in the fading light, regardless, casting several concerned glances up at the angry sky, tiny, fragile, crying babies strapped precariously to the backs of many. Yet more cursed rainfall was the last thing they needed here, for another poor crop would yield little to no food again, ushering in their doom. Three worn sets of gallows greeted him ominously on the overlooking hill. Dangling from each was the ragged remnants of some poor, unfortunate being, signs roped around their necks which read, "War-shy coward," "thief," and "bandit," respectively. Warnings to all that justice was as swift as it was permanent in these parts. Truly, this was a grim, depressing place, where hope was lost and misery thrived, with a sense of foreboding ladening the air so thick it hung like a constant fog in the mind and stuck in one's throat. The rundown tavern was half full, with an early evening crowd. It was the kind of squalid dump vermin stayed clear of. Cracked, stained walls bore innumerable scars like battle honors, silent witnesses to a violent, sordid past. The same brand of sickeningly warm ale served wherever he roamed, flowed nonstop, and the whole place was frequented by the kind of odious, ignorant scum he so despised. Those who irked him so and seemed to crawl out of the woodwork in droves of late. The self-absorbed citizen wingers, nauseatingly oblivious to the enormous sacrifices being made elsewhere on their behalf. To the abject horrors he and hundreds of thousands like him had witnessed, just so that they didn't have to. The draft cheats among them, or those deemed too young, too old, the crippled, the wasters, laboring in so-called essential occupations. Maybe one or two in their number were honest enough and had cheated death on the battlefield, perhaps, returned from the front, broken in spirit or mind or both. Worthless and silent now, fearing reprisals, for panic-mongering and defeatism were crimes ripe for the hangman's noose. He cursed under his breath, scolding himself for allowing his anger to rise once more. Desolation swept over him then, like the rushing of an evening tide. All it had taken was a solitary glimpse of his immediate surroundings, of the pathetic wretches he had fought so hard to protect, and he'd flared like a fireball. It was all too easy. He had to be better than that. A sign of the times. A heartbreaking revelation surfaced. This land he had sacrificed.